Assembly Health Committee Chair Richard Gottfried, prime sponsor of the legislation known as the New York Health Act, laid out the problem. Millions of New Yorkers have some form of health coverage, he said, but many still face financial obstacles from private insurance companies in getting the care they need because of unaffordable copays or coverage denials.
Either we say that's not acceptable, but, oh, that's too bad, or we do something about it.
Dr. Mitch Katz is head of the New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, which oversees public hospitals in New York. He supports single-payer health care for the state. He says in his practice, he routinely encounters glaring holes in the private health insurance system.
We're currently in mediation with a for-profit insurance company that says that a three-year-old boy brought to one of our emergency rooms with a fever of 103 and unresponsive should have been treated as an outpatient. No responsible doctor would have sent that child home.
He says another patient at his public clinic, a 60-year-old man, came to him after going to the hospital emergency room with breathing problems. The symptoms could have easily been alleviated with the use of an inhaler, but the insurance company required a $60 copay, more than the man could afford. He expects the man will eventually end up in the emergency room again. Assemblyman Phil Steck, a longtime supporter of single-payer health care, says individual New Yorkers and businesses already pay many hidden costs associated with health care.
The question is, are we going to pay more or less in the single-payer system than we pay now as a result of the combination of private health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, auto insurance, and workers' compensation insurance, all of which are paid for by our taxpayers.
Steck says he believes single-payer health care would bring significant savings.
Cut out all that overhead, you can save, I believe, conservatively 20% of existing cost.
Opponents include business groups and many hospitals, as well as some labor unions. Kevin Dayhill is with the Suburban Hospital Alliance. It represents hospitals in 9 suburban New York counties. He says single-payer health care would unquestionably result in the closure of hospitals because, he says, the reimbursement for services could be set at the current rates for Medicare and Medicaid, which pay about 80% of the total cost of care. He says that's not enough to pay all of a hospital's expenses.
Take care of those patients at a financial loss. That's only made up by way of our negotiations with the commercial insurers.
Dayhill says there would also be significant loss of jobs. He believes many workers who help patients and hospitals navigate the private insurance process would be eliminated. And he says if single payer were enacted, New York's entire private insurance industry would be wiped out, causing a negative ripple effect in the state's economy. Dayhill acknowledges there are significant problems with New Yorkers getting adequate health care, but he believes they can be fixed through the current system. He says his hospitals have been talking to the organization that represents New York's private insurers, known as the Health Plan Association.
Some of those issues can and should be addressed. And working together with the Health Plan Association, we will find ways, in my opinion, to address some of those issues.
An earlier version of the New York Health Act was approved in the state assembly, long led by Democrats. Even though Democrats are now in charge of the Senate and there are several sponsors, it's likely to take a bit longer for a vote to be held. The Senate sponsor, Gustavo Rivera, says he plans several more hearings on single-payer health care, which will occur after this year's legislative session ends later in June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.